Hello! Oh! A night of no irritable reaching. I think there's enough irritable reaching at the convention center, so we'll just leave it there. The name of the event came out of a panel discussion that was held here, right here in this space. I was asked by one of the artists, Sandra Fleming, to host a panel called Negative Capability in Art, Artist as Healer. It's a very interesting panel. And so, of course, the notion of no irritable reaching comes from that famous Keats letter to his brother. And George Bowring, the first Parliamentary Poet Laureate of Canada, the smart ass that he is, had one of the chapters of his book was entitled Irritable Reaching, right? So that's George for you. We have maybe seven, maybe eight poets tonight. One is still cleaning up from the wreckage of the, it was a beautiful reading at Seattle U. Gabriella was the mastermind of there, of that event. And she told me, maybe you can read some of my poems. I said, come here when you can. So hopefully she comes and we'll put her near the end. My organization is the Cascadia Poetics Lab. There's at least two board members in the house. They're right here, Jason Wirth, who also works at Seattle U. And Adelia McWilliam, who will be one of our readers tonight, here all the way from Cowichan Bay, British Columbia. So, we have the thing here. You want to do a little navigation so I could talk a little bit about the organization, not too much. This is like my table talk, right? So, what does the organization do? In December, on the 14th, we will celebrate our 30th anniversary. We started out doing public affairs radio interviews, and one of the books at the table is called American Prophets, and in that are transcribed interviews with people like Allen Ginsberg and Jerome Rothenberg and Michael McClure and Ann Waldman and Wanda Coleman and Nate Mackey and others. So we have a podcast now called Cascadian Prophets. If you go to that Listen.
Yeah.
You can go down to podcasts, mm-hmm. And then you see our sponsors, and then you scroll down a bit, and there's the recent ones. So you have a little bit more. Yeah. So there's Richard Atleo, who was just at Seattle U, a hereditary chief of the New Chotnok tribe, and Shuri Kido, Japanese poet, translated by Forrest Gander and Tomoyuki Endo, Brenda Hillman on her new book in a few minutes before later, a couple of interviews, I think the last interviews done with Mary Norbert Corti are now podcasts. So that's just the podcast. We're doing the Cascadia Poetry Fest in October, where Tess Gallagher and Andrew Schelling and Brenda Hillman and Jan Zwicky and Robert Bringhurst and other poets will be featured. And the Poetry Postcard Fest, where you get on a list and you send 31 poems, original poems, to people on your list during August, mostly during August. We call it 56 Days of August, so it starts on the 4th of July. And that information is also on the web. Oh, she's got it up already. She's amazing. So with that said, I'd like to bring up our first poet. We're not going to do long bios, but this is a fine poet who comes from a fine poetry lineage and the Pueblo of Acoma she represents. She's also working in the Highline School District, connecting the indigenous tribes of this area with the school district and creating better opportunities. We are delighted to hear her read tonight. Please welcome Sarah Marie Ortiz.